1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we bid you good evening from Johnson Brock High School. It's time for high school basketball once again here on KTNC. A game that does not appear on any of the schedules. These games tonight were originally scheduled to be played last Friday night, but because of the inclement weather and the cold temperatures, they rescheduled these games for this evening. Tonight, the Johnson Eagles hosting the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. And fortunately, we will not be competing with the band here very shortly. Right now, we have them in the background. I'm sure you can hear them back there. We are in Johnson tonight, and we're going to ask a favor of you. Since this game does not appear on any of the schedules, people that are relying on the pre-printed schedules for to know when the Johnson Brock Eagles are playing may or may not be aware of tonight's broadcast. So if you can think of someone who might enjoy hearing Johnson Brock Eagles basketball tonight, give them a call. Let them know the game is available tonight right here on KTNC and, of course, online at mscsports.net, or you can use the app on your cell phone at MSC Radio. That's the name of our app. You can download that from your favorite app store. We'll take a two-minute break here, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know cervical cancer is preventable? Regular screenings with a Pap test can detect cell changes before cancer develops. If you are age 30 or over, your healthcare provider may recommend that you also have an HPV test along with your Pap. A vaccine is now available that provides protection against HPV, a common cancer-causing virus, and can help prevent cervical cancer. Women should schedule annual exams with their healthcare provider. Early detection saves lives. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AFN.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, once again, we welcome you back inside the Johnson High School gym. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this girls' varsity contest. First of all, for the EMF Bobcats, they are 6-9 on the year. They'll go with Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe is a 5'6 junior, averaging 6 points per ball game. Troy Breeson. Breeson, just a sophomore, 6 foot, 8.5 points per game. Avery Tuttle. Tuttle is a 5'8 junior, 5 points per contest. Reese Tuttle, a sophomore at 5'10, 4 points per game. And Aniston Mites. Mites leads the Bobcats in scoring. She's a 6 foot junior, averaging 9.6 points per contest. The EMF Bobcats, as we said, are 6-9 on the year. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. They're coached by head coach Lucas Dollinghouse. They are 10-6 on the year. They'll go with Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, 5'6 and a sophomore. Daly Pelican. Pelican, a 5'6 junior, averaging in double figures, 10.3 points per ball game. Ruby Gravatt, 6 foot senior, just under 2 points per game. Warren Behrens. Behrens is a sophomore at 5'8", 8.8 points per contest. And Kinley Weiss, a 5'4 sophomore, averaging 9 points per game. So the scoring pretty well distributed among the Johnson-Brock Eagles starters. Casey Knipmeyer, 11.2 points. Kinley Weiss at 9. Haley Bacon just over 10, and Lauren Behrens at 9. So any one of those four could step up and be your leading scorer at any time in these ball games. In the JV games completed earlier in the girls' junior varsity game, they just played two quarters. EMF got the win over Johnson-Brock, 11-8. And in the boys' junior varsity game, that's why we're starting late here tonight. That game went to overtime, and Johnson-Brock got the win 55-53 on a lost second shot in overtime. So congratulations to the Johnson-Brock Eagles boys' JV on getting that overtime win tonight over Exeter Milligan Friend. I think we're getting set here for the introduction of starting lineups and for the playing of our national anthem by the Johnson-Brock High School Band. Waiting to see what the protocol is that we're following here. I think we're going to a national anthem. So we'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Cable Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska, is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Johnson-Brock High School, having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. And I am very pleased to have me in the broadcast booth with me this evening, a longtime Southeast Nebraska educator, Willa Jean Studdite, 91 years old, sitting right next to us. I promised her I would leave her microphone turned off, but very pleased to have Willa Jean seated next to us. And Willa Jean, I know you have some issues with eyesight. I have issues with hearing. So between the two of us, we'll be able to get the game here. But very pleased to have her, 91 years old, 91 years young, seated right next to us here in the broadcast booth. Hope you enjoy the broadcast. All right, we're ready to get underway. Stepping in to jump it up for the EMF Bobcats is Aniston Mice. Mice is 6 foot. Junior, she'll go up against Ruby Gravatta, 6 foot senior. The official set to step into the center circle. We're underway at Johnson-Brock, the tip controlled. Coming up with the basketball of the Bobcats. EMF will set the offense at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes to the left side, Phillippe. She holds the ball back to the top of the key. That Tuttle to the right elbow with it around Avery Tuttle. One dribble. Tuttle feeds inside the paint. Baseline right side. Jump shot up and good from the corner on the right side. And getting the first bucket of the evening is going to be Avery Tunnel from here on the left side. Tunnel with the first two. All right, here's Johnson Rock with the basketball. On the near side with it is Daly Pelican across court, baseline right side. Lauren Behrens, three up and got it from the corner. Lauren Behrens opens with a three-pointer from deep in the corner on the left side. It's 3-2. Johnson Brock on top. Opening minute of play here at Johnson. On the right side, that's Reese Tuttle with the ball. Tuttle across court pass to the left side. Goes inside the paint with it. Can't get a look. Now to the right elbow. Trying to dribble to the baseline. Nothing there. Back to the top of the key. Tuttle with the basketball. She holds it for a moment. Around the horn. Left side baseline. In the paint. Trying to move to the basket. They come to the right side. Ball tipped away. Great job by Gravatt. Shot is up and off. No good. Try for rebound. Follow shot. And the basketball goes out of bounds. It'll be touched last by EMF. And the basketball will be turned over to the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Eagles with the ball. Down court. Ready to inbound the pass. They get it in. That's Casey Knippelmeyer down court. Ruby Gravatt across court. Kenley Weiss on the dribble. One dribble over to Daly Pelican on the right elbow. Oh, there's a ball tipped away and stolen. Fast break going the other way. Trying to go in for the driving lay-in up off the rim. No, but a whistle and a foul. And at the line will be Avery Tuttle. Tuttle will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. So Tuttle at the line to shoot two with 6:31 to go here. In the first quarter, Johnson Brock up 3-2. The first free throw is up and off the rim. No good. She'll try to tie it with her second attempt here. We played a minute and a half at Johnson Brock. 3-2. The Lady Eagles on top. Avery Tuttle's second free throw is up, and it's good. She got that one. We're tied at three apiece here in Johnson. All right, Casey Knippelmeyer on the dribble across the timeline between the rings, top of the circle, around into the corner to Lauren Behrens. Up top, Daly Pelican. Pelican holds the ball on the right elbow. Down to Behrens in the corner. Skip pass across court. Ball tipped away and stolen by Avery Tuttle. Fast break Tuttle blocked away nicely by Daly Pelican. Pelican went up and blocked Tuttle's shot into next week. The ball went out of bounds on the baseline. Great defense there by Daly Pelican. It'll belong to the Bobcats. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounding it is Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe comes to the top of the key. Up to Avery Tuttle. Skip pass across court to the left side. Back to Avery it comes. Now Reese Tuttle handles the ball. Kendall Phillippe into the corner, right wing, skip pass across court to the far side, in the paint, turnaround shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Tori Breeson. Breeson's second bucket of the night. She has 4 points, and the lead is 5-3 now. EMF leading Johnson Brock. With the ball is Daly Pelican. She stands on the right elbow. Down to Behrens in the corner for three. This one is off and off, no good. Ruby Gravatt battles for the loose basketball. And the Bobcats come up with the ball. Avery Tuttle for the Bobcats into forecourt. She stops at the top of the key. Puts a pass to the right side corner to Reese Tuttle. Right back up top it comes to Avery. Avery Tuttle holds the ball between the rings. Takes one dribble. Bounce pass left side. That's Phillippe. They feed it into the corner. Ball tipped away. Behrens had the steal. Tipped it right back in and now it's stolen by Pelican. Pelican, one on two fast break. Daly Pelican tries to take it down court. She'll be fouled on the floor before she can get the shot off. We'll have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Kendall Phillippe. On Phillippe, that's her first personal team foul. Number one is going to be called on EMF. 5:08 to go. Here's a shot from the corner for three. Up and good. Nailing a three from the corner deep is Kinley Weiss. The sophomore hit the three from deep in the corner. Big collision at the far end. Pelican is on the floor. The ball is stripped away. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. We'll have to see who this one's on. The official turns his back to us as he, I think, Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt gets called for the foul on Ruby, her first team foul, number one, on the Eagles. 5:01 to go, first quarter. 8-3 your score. EMF with a 5-point lead now. Driving lay-in. Follow shot, put back up. Gravatt with a block, whistle and a foul on the baseline. I think they're going to call this on Lauren Behrens. Behrens was down there battling, trying to block the shot. And Behrens will get called for the personal on Lauren. That is her first team foul, number two, on Johnson Brock. At the free throw line is Greason. The first free throw is up and good. Toy Greason now already with 5 points in the ballgame. 8-3 your score. Toy Greason, second free throw is up. It's good. Toy Greason, got them both. 4:51 to go here now in the first quarter. 8-3 your score. There's a long three by Daly Pellick in the soft, no good. The rebound is taken away by Reese Tuttle. Tuttle gets the outlet pass down court to Avery Tuttle. Avery Tuttle picked up defensively by Knippelmeyer. She strips the ball away underneath the basket. Shot is up. A good whistle and a foul is called. Aniston Mice got the rebound, got the free throw, or got the shot, and she'll be at the line for the and one. So EMF jumping out to an early lead here on the Lady Eagles, up now 10-3. We'll see who this foul is going to be called on. The foul is going to be, once again, on Lauren Behrens, her second personal. So Behrens will leave the ball game, and Emily Bowling checks in now for Johnson Brock. Josie Stoodheit also into the lineup. Josie Stoodheit onto the floor for the Eagles. 10-3 our score. Exeter Milligan Friend up by 7 with 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter here at Johnson Brock. At the free throw line will be Aniston Mites for the and one. Quite a discussion taking place over at the scorer's table now between the officials and the scorebook keeper here. I think I know what they're talking about. There's an extra 2 points up on the board. I only have 8 points on my score sheet. They're showing 10 up there, and we're going to see if they get this one corrected. I show the scores being 8-6 by my score sheet, but the scoreboard says 10-6, and now they're having a lengthy discussion. I was wondering where that extra 2 points appeared out of nowhere a minute ago. I will tell you this much, 9 out of 10 times the radio announcers got it right, because we're writing it down as we describe it. And, okay, now they took one of the points off and took it back to 9. That's closer to what I've got. Okay, there was only one extra point up there. All right, I do have a free throw for Avery Tuttle. I concur. They had one extra point up there. I knew it couldn't have been 10. There was no way. So 9-6 is your score, and I agree with them. At the free throw line, Aniston Mice. She's a 45% free throw shooter on the season. Here she's shooting the end one. One shot only for the junior. Mice, free throw is on the way up. It's good. She got it. Now our score is 10-6, and they haven't put it up there. It still says 9-6. Well, having a little bit of a struggle tonight at the scoreboard here. It should be 10-6 right now. They're showing 9-6. 4:24 to go, first quarter, with the ball. Casey Knippelmeyer, floater, right side is off the rim. Rebound, Emily Bowling gets the outlet pass. Knippelmeyer, left side, follow shot up and good. Casey Knippelmeyer with her first 2 points of the ball game. Now they put the point up there for EMF to get it finally to 10, and it's 10-8, and that is correct. A 2-point lead for EMF. In the corner right side, Aniston Mites. Mites to the top of the key. Comes up with it to Avery Tuttle. Avery Tuttle picks up her dribble to the left side. Kendall Phillippe with the ball. Right back to Avery Mites into the corner. Deep baseline left side. Go down to Toy Breeson. Breeson can't get a look at it. Around the horn to the right elbow. The pass comes to Reese Tuttle. Top of the key, that's Kendall Phillippe. Right side, long three, up and off, no good. Fight for the rebound. Coming out of there with it was Josie Stoodheit. Stoodheit gets the rebound, gets the outlet pass to Daly Pellican. Pellican picks up the dribble, needs help. Kinley Weiss comes over to retrieve the basketball. Back around to Pellican. Now Knippelmeyer in the paint. Pellican, top of the key. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. 10-8. By two. There's Bowling under the basket. Over to Pellican. Open look, long three. Pellican got it. Nice job by Daly Pellican. Her first 3-pointer of the night. And Johnson Brock goes on top 11-10. Lady Eagles by one. Here come the Bobcats of EMF. There's Breeson in the paint. Shot is up and off, no good. The rebound down to Knippelmeyer. Boy, she took a beating as she came down with that rebound. Got hit hard from behind. No whistle. Now setting up the offense is Kinley Weiss, top of the circle. Across court pass finds Pellican into Knippelmeyer. She penetrates into the paint, feeds back up to Weiss across court. Pellican Shot clock with a lot of time, 18 seconds on the shot clock. Pelican takes a couple dribbles, bounce pass to the corner. Here's a long three right side. Off the rim, doesn't go. Bowling battles for the rebound, and coming out of there with it is Reese Tuttle. Tuttle trapped in the corner, dribbles out of traffic across the timeline. Coming up to try and bat the ball away, knocking it out of bounds is Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer touched it last. It will stay with the Bobcats. We're live tonight at Johnson Brock High School here on KTNC. 2:21 to play in the first quarter. 11-10, the Johnson Brock Eagles up by one, the home team with the one-point lead. All right, inbound the pass. Into the contest now comes McKenna Burchett. Burchett is in the lineup onto the floor from EMF. Burchett with a pass across to the right side. Stoodhite with the steal. Getting underneath the basket was Josie Stoodhite. Then we had a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on EMF. So Stoodhite got the steal and then got fouled when she came up with the basketball. We'll see who they post this foul on. We're taking a little bit of time getting them up there tonight. Into forecourt. With the dribble comes Kinley Weiss. Weiss bounce pass left side. Knippelmeyer tries a long three and got it. Casey Knippelmeyer with her first three-pointer of the night. She's got 5 points in the ballgame now. And it's 14-10. Johnson Brock up by four with a minute 51 to go here in the first quarter. JB was trailing early, and now they've taken the lead. Here's a try for a layup. Up off, no good. Rebound comes down to Emily Bowling. Bowling came off the bench, playing well on the offensive boards to get that rebound. Pelican comes to the near side to Kinley Weiss. Back to Pelican. Open look, right side. Knippelmeyer got it. Casey Knippelmeyer, another three-pointer out of the corner. 1:30 to go here in the first quarter. It's 17-10. Johnson Brock on top. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after falling behind early during this first stanza, the Lady Eagles have come out firing on all cylinders here. They've already hit five three-pointers. So already in the ballgame, and they lead it 17-10 with some hot-handed outside shooting. Here's EMF into forecourt on the dribble, now trailing by seven. Right side is Reese Tuttle with the basketball. Reese trying to look inside, brings it up to the top of the key to Avery Tuttle. Inside the paint, knocked away, ball loose, right side, shot up off the glass and good. Great job getting the ball underneath to Avery Tuttle. And Avery dropped that one in. Now Knippelmeyer, they're coming out to cover her. She's in a couple of threes. Inside it goes Stoodhite. Back to Knippelmeyer. Little floater by Knippelmeyer. Off no good. Rebound Bowling. Out to Weiss. Again comes to Knippelmeyer. She goes across to Daly Pelican. Pelican about 6 feet outside the arc. Passes it up. Knippelmeyer for three. This one is off. Rebound brought down by Stoodhite. Out to Knippelmeyer again. She'll go in for a floater. It's up and off the rim. Ball tipped away out of bounds. And it's going to be touchline by Knippelmeyer. It'll be EMF basketball. Ruby Gravatt back onto the floor now, replacing Emily Bowling. Gravatt checks back in. Also, Josie Stoodhite stays out there. And into the ballgame is Ayla Eggers for the first time tonight. Ayla Eggers checking in. 32 seconds to go here in the quarter. Top of the key, right side, Reese Tuttle. Tuttle goes into the corner. Ruby Gravatt playing some tight defense, driving layup under the basket. Ball stripped away and stolen by Pelican. 21 seconds to play in the quarter. Down to Eggers. Eggers lost a handle on it. Right back out to Pelican. Daly Pelican. Looking for help, comes to the top of the key to Knippelmeyer. Back it goes to Pelican. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Johnson Brock up by five. They'll play for the final shot. Ayla Eggers. Oh, a long NBA three off the rim. Tipped around. There's a buzzer. After one quarter, Johnson Brock up by five, 17-12. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, if you're outside the KTNC listening area, remind you, you can listen in online at mscsports.net, just like our friend Matt Prophet does down in Louisville, Kentucky. Right? Matt listening in almost every week from Louisville at mscsports.net and also on the MSC radio app. Matt, glad to have you with us tonight. Back to live action, Johnson Brock with the basketball, leading 17-12 for the Eagles. Far side is Daly Pelican. Pelican holds the ball high above her head for a minute. Comes to Kinley Weiss on the left wing. Into the corner. Baseline left side. Knippelmeyer. 12-foot jumper. Knippelmeyer in and out of there. Ruby Gravatt had the rebound. Then it was taken away from Lauren Behrens. And getting the ball away was Reese Tuttle. Tuttle feeds it underneath in the paint. Shot is up and off. No good. Putting up the shot was Aniston Mice. And Mice will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. I think the foul is going to go on Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt will be called for her first personal. That's the first one on Ruby. Free throw is up and did not drop. That one was put up by Aniston Mites. Yes, it did. She got it to go. Mites has a second free throw coming, and it's off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Eagles with the basketball now leading by four, 17-13. Here's Daly Pelican with a long three. Folks, she was 5 feet outside the three-point arc when she launched that one. That is her second three of the night. Already 6 three-pointers in the ballgame. Here's a shot at the other end off, no good. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Working hard as Knippelmeyer. Down court to the right side goes to Daly Pelican. Inside it goes Lauren Behrens. Right back to Pelican. Open look, another long three. Off, no good. Gravatt had the rebound. Goes to Behrens. Behrens has it taken away from her. Inside the paint, and with the ball comes Kendall Phillippe down court. Phillippe to set it up for the Bobcats. Goes to the right side in the corner. Down deep, turn around in the paint, shot is up off, no good. That shot put up by Toy Breeson. Rebound, Ruby Gravatt. Outlet pass goes to Pelican. Daly Pelican into forecourt. Up comes to Kinley Weiss. She's between the rings at the top of the circle. Weiss across court pass. Oh, Pelican had it got away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Bobcats. So Johnson Brock up by seven here, 20-13, had a chance to extend that lead, and they turn it over on a bad pass and throw the ball away. It goes out of bounds. All right, 6:28 to go. Ayla Eggers back into the lineup now for the Eagles. Eggers back onto the floor. On the attack offensively comes Avery Tuttle into the corner right side. Reese Tuttle with the ball. There's a three-pointer from the top of the key, and the rebound pulled down by Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt gets the outlet pass quickly to Pelican. Daly Pelican feeds it underneath Lauren Behrens. Oh, the layup was up and off the rim. Lauren had a bunny under there. Couldn't get it to drop. Fast break to the other direction. Aniston Mites is in traffic. Great job by Ruby Gravatt covering up on it. Ball is stripped away in the paint, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles, and we're going to send to the free throw line Tori Breeson. Breeson is 2 for 2 from the line tonight, has 6 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up and off, no good. Tori couldn't get that one to drop. The foul was called on Daly Pelican. That is her first, team foul number 5. At the free throw line, Tori Breeson. Shot is up and good. Breeson missed one and made one. That is team foul number 2, I'm sorry. I said 5, I was adding them all up. That's only the second one of this second period. inside the paint. Ruby Gravatt, little fallaway shot. Oh, it sat on the rim and wouldn't drop. Ayla Eggers had it for a minute. Now it's grabbed up by Aniston Mites. Mites with the outlet pass, pushing it down as Phillippe. Driving layup in the paint, up and good. Avery Tuttle laid it in. Avery Tuttle has 5 points, and the lead is now down to 4 at 20-16. Lauren Behrens, top of the circle, comes to Ayla Eggers, left elbow. Ayla Eggers, one dribble, now goes to Kinley Weiss in the corner on the left side of the basket. Back around the top of the key to Pelican. Lucas Dollinghouse up off the bench, shouting instructions to his girl. Daley Pelican comes to the near side. Ruby Gravatt holds the ball above her head. Now up to Lauren Behrens. Right side again is Pelican. Shot clock down to 5. They're running out of time here. Weiss to the right side launches a long 3 that misses everything. It's going to go out of bounds and a shot clock violation. Back into the ball game comes Knippelmeyer. She'll replace Pelican. Bowling checks in to replace Ruby Gravatt. So Emily Bowling and Casey Knippelmeyer check back into the lineup for Johnson Rock. 4 minutes, 54 seconds to play here in the first half. 20-16 our score. Johnson Brock with a 4-point lead here at Johnson, Nebraska. Into the corner, left side, long 3 up off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Lauren Behrens. Gives it up to Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer across the timeline to set it up here. 5'6 sophomore. Here's Ayla Eggers in and out of there. She tried to 3 in the ball, rimmed around the rim twice, and then popped out, wouldn't go down. Eggers had a good look at it. Had to take that one. You can't pass those kind up. 20-16. The lead is 4 once again here for Johnson Brock as we near the 4-minute mark to play here in the first half. They kick it out to the right elbow, around the horn, right wing, long 3 up off the rim. And there with the rebound, Knippelmeyer. The ball touched the support up above the basket, so it was out of bounds. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 4:07 to go here in the first half. 20-16, Johnson Brock with a 4-point lead. Ayla Eggers handles the basketball for the Eagles, passes to the top of the key to Bowling. Bowling finds Knippelmeyer right side. Up top, Lauren Behrens. Behrens being pressured. Bounce pass finds Kinley Weiss. Weiss goes back up to Ayla Eggers. Eggers, a cross-court pass left side. Bowling, top of the key between the rings. Now Lauren Behrens in the paint, driving, laying up. No. Rebound comes down to Bowling. Bowling clears it out to Weiss. She goes around the defenders. Floater. Weiss's shot is up. A whistle, and she'll be called for traveling. Some of the Johnson Rock fans may have felt that she might have got fouled in all that traffic, but they say she traveled with the basketball. So we're stuck on this 4-point lead, 20-16 here, for the last couple of minutes. In fact, there have been 2 possessions by either team where they've come up empty. 20-16, Johnson Brock up by 4, clock down to 3:28 to go here in the first half. There's a 3 from the corner off, no good, and the ball saved from going out of bounds. Chased down in the corner by Weiss. Weiss comes out of there with it, now gets tripped up and dropped to the floor hard. Oh, man, she got tripped up as she started up the floor. And a foul is going to be called on Aniston Mites. On Mites, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Bobcats. So with 3 minutes, 17 seconds to go here in the first half, Johnson Brock still clinging to that 4-point lead, 20-16 here in Johnson. Great basketball so far. Inbound the pass to Daley Pelican. She'll come on the attack and set up the offense. Goes to the right side with it. On the right wing, Josie Stoodhite. Here's Knippelmeyer for another long 3. This one does not go. Great job by Lauren Behrens to rip down that rebound. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bobcats. That foul is going to be on Brinley Johnson. Johnson, who just checked in, picks up her first personal. Second team foul of the quarter. Pelican to inbound it under the basket. Tries to put it into Bowling. The ball comes back to Pelican. Oh, and Daley caught the ball as she was standing out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover and give it back to the Bobcats once again. 2:57 to go here now in this first half, 20-16. We've been hung on this score for a long time. Phillippe has the ball on the left side of the free throw circle. Across court to the near side, Reese Tuttle. Avery Tuttle with the ball. Now Kendall Phillippe with the dribble. Phillippe in the paint, floater from 10 feet out, up and off, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Knippelmeyer comes out of there with it. Casey Knippelmeyer, she's a warrior in there going after that basketball. feeds it outside. Pelican driving floater up. No, Pelican with her own rebound. Bounce pass comes out, stolen away with the steal inside the paint. Coming up with it is Reese Tuttle. Down court pass under the basket. Moving to the hoop. No, traveling is going to be called. They got the ball down to Aniston Mice, and to be honest, I think Aniston was surprised when the pass came to her, and she took steps with it before she was able to put down the dribble. Would you believe our score is still 20-16? We've been hung on this score for more than 3 minutes of playing time. Neither team has been able to score in their last four possessions. This is the fifth attempt for Johnson Brock down court with the score at 20-16. On the right side, Studheit. Studheit comes up to Bowling with it. Finds Knippelmeyer on the right elbow. Around the horn, outside of the perimeter. Now Lauren Behrens backs into traffic. Clears it out to Knippelmeyer for a three, and she hit it. Casey Knippelmeyer with her third three-pointer of the night. And Casey has 11 points in the contest. The first player to reach double figures. And there's a steal with a Knippelmeyer. She starts up court, and she's going to get fouled before she can break away for the lay-in. And Casey would just as soon said, just let me go here. She was headed down for open lay-in. Johnson Brock with their biggest lead of the ball game, up by 7, 23-16. A minute 42 to go in the first half here at Johnson. Matt Proffitt down in Louisville, Kentucky. Pull your chair up a little closer to the radio. We got a dandy going here in the corner. Here's Kinley Weiss, top of the circle. Back to Weiss in the corner. She had an open look. Driving layup. She's trapped under the basket. Brings it out to the top of the key to Behrens. Here's a long three by Bowling that's off, no good. Couldn't get it. And the rebound back to the Bobcats. Down to a minute 19 to go now in the first half. Johnson Brock trying to get to the locker room. There's a nice move to the basket and a lay-in on the baseline on the right side. I think, now wait a minute, the official is trying to sort this out here. I think that basket was Avery Tuttle that got that on the baseline. And that pulls the lead down to 5 now at 23-18 with a minute 12 to go in the first half. So Johnson Brock led by 7 there momentarily. Now the lead is trimmed to just 5 with a little over a minute to play in the first half. Shot clock with 25 seconds. Knippelmeyer feeds to the corner right side, Bowling. Top of the key, Pelican. Oh, Pelican driving, lay it up. Nice move to the basket by Daly Pelican. Daly's got 8 points in the ballgame now. And it's 25-18. The lead is back to 7 for Johnson Brock, which is 45 seconds to go. Shot clock has 25. So Johnson Brock will have a chance for another possession, depending on what happens here. A cross-court pass. They go around the horn to the left elbow. A long three is up and off. No good. And coming down with the rebound is Reese Tuttle. Tuttle brings it up top to Avery Tuttle. Tuttle inside the paint. Hands the ball to Aniston Mites. Back to Tuttle, back to Mites at the top of the circle. Mites with a floater in the paint. It's off, no good. And everybody fighting for the rebound, and coming out of there with it was Daly Pelican. She falls hard to the floor. And there will be a foul called on EMF. So Johnson Brock's going to have the final possession of the first half with 13 seconds to go here, up by 7. Foul was on Brinley Johnson, Johnson's second personal. Team foul number 4. 13.3 seconds to go here. Kendall Phillippe back onto the floor. And they'll come down to play for the final shot of the first half. Up by 7. Across the timeline, Kinley Weiss. They're out there pressuring her. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Here's Pelican with a long three that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot up and off, doesn't go. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are leading the EMF Bobcats. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 25, EMF 18. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, Edson Hill PNC Group, direct written premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock. Time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, before we look at the numbers in the first half of this one, an update for you on the big game tonight, Nebraska and Michigan. At the half, the Cornhuskers leading Michigan 50-48. It's a real squeaker, that one going on at Michigan. Lawrence has 16 points. Stanford has 14 for the Huskers. Again, Nebraska leading at halftime 50-48 over the number three ranked Michigan Wolverines. All right, let's look at the individual numbers in this one here at halftime. First of all, for the EMF Bobcats, Toy Breeson, the sophomore, has 7 points in the game. Avery Tuttle was 7, and Anderson Mites had 4 for their total of 18. From the free throw line, EMF made 6 out of 9 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles, 25 points on the board. They're led by Casey Knippelmeyer. She's the only Eagle in double figures. She has 11 points. Daly Pelican with 8. Lauren Behrens has 3. And Kinley Weiss has 3 for their total of 25. From the free throw line, well, Johnson-Brock has not shot a free throw in this ballgame. So 0 for 0 for the Eagles, 6 out of 9 for EMF. The free throw is the only thing really keeping EMF in this ballgame as they trail Johnson-Brock 25-18. That's our halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast. We'll take another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Coming up, you're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemaha County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemaha County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AFM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy skies tonight, with temperatures falling back to around 10 degrees, and winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine, with high temperatures in the mid-30s, right around average for this time of year. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Wednesday night, cloudy, with temperatures falling back into the mid-teens. Thursday looks cloudy and cooler, with high temperatures in the mid-20s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, a little bit of light snow, not much in the way of accumulation. Temperatures fall back into the mid-single digits. On Friday, we'll see partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid to upper teens. Friday night, clear and rather cold with temperatures falling back to near 5 below zero. Saturday, sunshine with high temperatures near 20. Sunday, sunny with high temperatures in the mid-30s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 22.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Ben's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Ben's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Ben's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at Ben'sCountryMeats.com.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School, getting set for second half action here on KTNC. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the EMF Bobcats 25-18, our halftime score. Again, repeating the scoring update on the Nebraska-Michigan game at the half. The Cornhuskers leading the Michigan Wolverines 50-48. Nebraska, of course, unless you've been living under a rock somewhere, not aware that Nebraska ranked in the top five for the first time ever, number five in the nation. Michigan, number three in the country, so a top five matchup going on right now in Michigan. The Huskers up at the half, 50-48. We'll have a final update for you on that a little bit later. Courtesy of our buddy Dylan Hendricks keeping us posted here. Again, 25-18, our halftime score here in Johnson. The boys' varsity game coming up next. This is a doubleheader for you tonight here on KTNC. We move back to live action. Bobcats with the basketball. Into the corner, right side, Reese Tuttle holds the ball. Comes back to Tuttle, down deep in the corner. They lob it into the baseline paint. Shot is up, put up off no good by Aniston Mites. Mites can't get it. Clears it out to Tori Breeson. Now a long three from the right corner that's off no good. Daly Pelican had it for a moment, but stepped on the baseline. Pelican was battling with Kendall Phillippe down here in the corner. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor. Here's a pass that goes out of bounds down in the corner. A turnover for the Bobcats, and Johnson Brock gets the ball back with a 7-point lead. Chance to extend this to their biggest lead of the ball game. They are up by 7, 25-18. With the basketball for the Eagles, it comes to Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt at the free throw line. A cross-court pass, right side baseline. That's Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer up to Kinley Weiss. Oh, Weiss just double-dribbled, and she knew it the minute she did it. Kinley stopped, held the ball, and then took off dribbling again, and she knows she can't do that. I'm always amused whenever a ball player makes a mistake like that. The first place they look is at the bench to see how the coach is going to react. And Coach Dollinghouse taking it all in stride over there. His girl's up by 7. Top of the key with the ball is Avery Tuttle. Tuttle bounce pass goes around the horn to the right wing. Kendall Phillippe right back to Tuttle, and Phillippe, they play catch with it. Now down into the corner, deep baseline right side, Aniston Mice. There's a long three off the glass, no good. And with the rebound is Daly Pelican. Oh, Pelican's got Knippelmeyer out ahead of her. She tries to go in for a driving layup. Ruby Gravatt grabs up the basketball. Might have got away with the travel there, got rid of it. And it comes back to Pelican in the corner on the left side. Top of the key, Gravatt holds the ball, works to the right side of the lane, gives it to Kinley Weiss. 15 on the shot clock. Now Barron's in the paint, gives to Knippelmeyer. She'll penetrate, goes in for a little floater, but a whistle and a foul on the floor. They fouled Casey Knippelmeyer before she could put the shot up. Let's see who this one's going to go on. Aniston Mites is called for the personal. This is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Johnson Brock's basketball, a fresh shot clock with 35 seconds. Underneath the Gravatt, can't get it. Rebound, try for follow shot, put back, put up by Lauren Behrens, and Behrens is fouled. She will be at the free throw line. Behrens will be shooting two shots here for the Eagles to try and extend this lead. A foul on Aniston Mites, that's her third personal, second team foul of the quarter. Behrens' free throw up and good for the sophomore. Lauren Behrens now with 4 points in the ballgame, and this is the biggest lead yet for the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles, up by 8 now, 26-18. Second shot on the way, it's up and good. Lauren Behrens got them both. She has 5 now in the ballgame, and this is the biggest lead yet. I think that's an error up there right now. It should be 27-18, and they've got it as 28-18. Having a bit of an issue today with that score clock. That the score is not correct. It's 27-18. All right, 6:14 to go. Johnson Brock has one more point on the board than they should at this point. At the top of the key on the right elbow, handling the ball is Avery Tuttle. They lob it inside the paint. I must be the only one that notices that. Brindley Johnson under the basket. Feeds it to the left side. There's a layup off no good. Rebound follow shot. Putback won't go. Daly Pelican comes down fighting for that rebound. The players both fall to the floor. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the ball. Our score is still wrong on the scoreboard. It shows 28-18. It should be 27-18 on the two made free throws. Oh, well, we'll get it corrected here eventually. Bothers me when that's off that way. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Ruby Gravatt comes across to the near side to Daly Pelican. Pelican to the left wing. Goes to Behrens. On the right side, this is Knippelmeyer. She backs out. She'll pull another three and hits it. Boy, Casey Knippelmeyer is having a night. That is her fourth three-pointer of the night, and she has 14 points in the basketball game. 5:22 to play in the third quarter. 31-18. That's what the scoreboard says. Should be 30-18. They'll surely figure that out, correct it a little bit. There's a shot short off the front of the rim. At the top of the circle is Phillippe with the rebound into the corner. Tuttle. tunnel. Out on the right elbow. Phillippe for three. Got it from the corner. And that is the first three-pointer of the night for the Bobcats. They have put a bunch of them up and finally hit one. Here's a three from the other direction. Behrens answers quickly. Lauren Behrens comes down and just kind of nonchalantly throws a three up from here on the left wing. Nothing but nylon. 34-21, the scoreboard says. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Well, I'm going to say that's the score unofficially. Ball tipped out of bounds and belongs to the Bobcats. Ayla Eggers into the lineup. Daly Pelican will take a breather. Ayla Eggers checks in. 5'2", just 5'2", and a sophomore. Short stick of dynamite there is Ayla Eggers getting after the basketball at the top of the key. On the dribble is Avery Tuttle. Eggers picks her up defensively. Tuttle backs it out between the rings, top of the circle. Ball nearly stolen away. Set shot right side up and good by Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe heating up. She scored 5 points, all of them here in the third quarter. 34-23. The lead is 11. Here's a three from the corner. Knippelmeyer. That one does not fall. And the rebound taken away by Avery Tuttle. Avery pushes it down court. Stolen right back by Lauren Behrens. Avery Tuttle goes flying off the floor on the baseline. Slow getting up. Fast break at the other end. Trying to go in for the layup was Knippelmeyer. Whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Casey Knippelmeyer at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. They still haven't posted. Okay, the foul is going to be on Reese Tuttle, her first team foul, number three. Casey Knippelmeyer, she is a 75% free throw shooter on the season, has not been to the line yet tonight, here shooting two shots. She has 14 so far. This one is up and good. Casey Knippelmeyer, the 5'6 sophomore, now with 15 points in the ballgame. Casey's having a great time. I covered the game when her mother was playing at Southeast Consolidated a long time ago. Janelle Finley. Second shot is up and good for Casey Knippelmeyer. Janelle played for the Southeast Mustangs. I did their games on KAUB in Auburn about 100 years ago, I think. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:56 to play in the third quarter. Johnson Brock up 36-23. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Listen to this statistic. The Johnson Brock Eagles have made 9 three-pointers so far in this ballgame, and we still are only halfway through the third quarter. Casey Knippelmeyer has 4 of them, but 9 as a team. And by contrast, EMF is 1 for, I don't know, 8 or 10. They've put a lot of shots up and just not been able to get them down. They've only hit one, that one by Kendall Phillippe here in the third quarter. And so far, the three-point shooting has been the difference. Johnson Brock now enjoying a 12-point lead, 35-23. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to Reese Tuttle. Now back to the right side, they come to Tuttle with it. She's down on the left side of the free throw lane to the top of the key. Between the rings, Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe finds Reese Tuttle. They're content to just pass the ball around the outside perimeter. Not thinking about the shot yet. The shot clock is down to 5 seconds, and now the ball is taken away and stolen by Knippelmeyer. Grabbed up, comes up to Eggers. Eggers clears it to Kinley Weiss, and Johnson Brock got the steal. Weiss with a long two that's off the rim, and pouncing on that rebound was Avery Tuttle for the Bobcats. Tuttle almost lost it in backcourt. 35-23, Johnson Brock with a 12-point lead. We come up on a 3-minute mark to play here in the third quarter. That's Avery Tuttle with the ball in the paint. Everybody collapses on it. Fight for the basketball on the floor. L ball is called. Possession arrow on the alternating possession will favor the Bobcats. Josie Studheit back into the lineup. Daly Pelican checking in. Kinley Weiss and Lauren Behrens will take a breather now and catch their breath here for Johnson Brock. Eagles up 35-23. Top of the key, right side with it. They lob it into the corner. Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe holds the ball for a minute. Long three for be her second three-pointer of the night. She has all eight of Ian's points here in the third quarter. 35-26, the lead now down to nine. There's a nice turnaround laying up and good by Casey Knippelmeyer. She just keeps putting them in. I've got Casey with 18 points in the ballgame now for Casey Knippelmeyer. Makes it 37-26. The lead is back to 11 double figures for Johnson Brock. There's a three from the corner up and good. Kendall Phillippe, she is red hot. Her third three-pointer in this quarter. She has 11 points all in the third period. She has scored all 11 of EMF's third period points. 37-29. The lead is down to eight now. Johnson Brock led by as much as 13. Top of the key, Bowling holds the ball to Studheit. Studheit, a cross-court pass. Heinz Knippelmeyer underneath, Bowling in traffic. Wanted to go up with a shot. She'll be called for a double dribble. Back into the lineup comes Lauren Behrens after getting a breather. Kinley Weiss also back onto the floor. Ayla Eggers and Emma Bowling will take a breather and come out of the game. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter now. 1:52 showing on the game clock in the third quarter. 37-29. The lead is eight. And down court come the Bobcats. They have pulled back with an eight after trailing by 13. With the ball at the top of the circle, Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe feeds inside the paint. Avery Tuttle tries to go up with a floater. Are they going to give her that basket? Oh, my. That came well after the foul. I don't think so. Wait a minute. Now, yes, sir. She'll be shooting one. Wow. Avery Tuttle. That basket came way, way after. Way, way after the foul was called on the floor. The foul was on Casey Knippelmeyer, her second. All right, with the basketball, the lead cut down to five. They led by 13, and now it's a five-point lead. With the dribble is Daly Pelican. Gives it to the right side. Going in, Studheit tries to go in for a little layup. She will be fouled, and now we're going to put Josie Studheit at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. 37-32. I still can't believe how that basket counted on this end when the foul came on the floor way before the shot. Josie Studheit shooting two. First one is up and good. Johnson Brock, I hate to mention this, they are now 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Here in the third quarter, they did not shoot any free throws in the first half. The lead is back to 6, 38-32. Studheit's second free throw is up. It is short off the front. The rebound to Reese Tuttle. They'll bring it down court in a hurry. Tuttle almost lost the handle on it. Comes up top to Avery Tuttle. Reese Tuttle, Avery Tuttle, play catch with it. Back to Reese in the corner. Across court, near side, Phillippe. Three-pointer, top of the key, off, no good. Rebound, Fiverr follow shot. Pop off, does not go. Whistle and a foul. Foul on Casey Knippelmeyer. And we'll see who we've got at the line here. Have to wait till the young lady turns toward us. I think this is Reese Tuttle. Free throw is up and good. Reese Tuttle. Yes, it is. She got the first one. That's Reese's first point of the night. Back to a five-point lead now, 38-33, under a minute to play in the third quarter. Second free throw, Reese Tuttle is up and good. She got the roll, hit them both. So after enjoying a 13-point lead, Johnson Brock's lead has been trimmed to just four now at 38-34. There's a long three off, no good. Save from going out of bounds by Ayla Eggers. No, they say Ayla was on the, had her toe on the line as she went after that. Great effort by Eggers to go after that basketball. 38-34, a four-point lead, and here come the Bobcats trying to trim into it even farther with 39 seconds to play in the quarter. Right side turnaround shot up, off no good. Pelicans there for the rebound. Daly Pelican pushes the ball down court herself, takes it into the paint, driving lay-in up and good. Oh, that was a sweet move by Daly Pelican. The junior's in double figures. She's got 10, and the lead is back to 6 now with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Baseline left side, Kendall Phillippe holds the ball above her head. Shot clock is turned off. Ball tipped away and stolen. Down court with the ball comes Kinley Weiss. 10 seconds on the clock. To the top of the key, Daly Pelican. 5 on the clock. Behrens will have to launch the long three. It's off the rim, short. Rebound comes down to the Bobcats, and after three quarters, Johnson Brock up by 6, 40-34. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you're riding the little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to move into the fourth and final stanza. Johnson Brock leading Exeter Milligan Friend 40-34 here in the girls' varsity contest. The first half of a doubleheader tonight. Boys' varsity coming up after this. Back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. They whip it around the key. To the top of the circle comes to Pelican. She's in the paint. Feeds it up to Weiss across court. Knippelmeyer. Baseline left side to Behrens. Behrens is in traffic. Up top, Pelican driving. Layup. Daley Pelican got it. Daley Pelican, you give her any kind of a seam at all in the lane and she'll take it to the hoop and score on you. And that's what she did there. 42-34. The lead is back up to 8 now. It got down as close as 4 there late in the third quarter. EMF just will not go away. Kendall Phillippe with the ball up to Avery Tuttle, top of the key. Tuttle works to the right side at the free throw line. Here's a long three, top of the circle, up short off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back up. It won't go. Rebound, try for put back again, won't go. And a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Reese Tuttle at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who they got for the foul. Have to wait until they put it up. The foul is going to be on Daley Pelican. On Pelican, her second personal. First free throw is up and off, no good. That shot put up by Reese Tuttle. She's now 2 out of 3 from the line. She's only at 20. Second shot is up. It's off. And the rebound comes down to Ruby Gravett. She's only a 24% free throw shooter on the season. In the corner, there's Kinley Weiss for 3. It's off. Ruby Gravett was there battling for the rebound. Comes down to the Bobcats. 42-38. The lead is still 8 now for Johnson Brock. 6:45 to go in regulation. In the paint, in traffic. They go to the right side. Ball stolen away. Great job by Kinley Weiss. She tipped the ball out to Lauren Behrens, and Behrens comes up with the basketball. Weiss feeds it to Ruby Gravett. Into the corner. Knippelmeyer on the left side of the basket. Tries to penetrate in the baseline. And Knippelmeyer will be fouled. The foul is going to be called on Avery Tuttle. And to be honest, Avery got the worst end of that one. Knippelmeyer kind of ran her down and knocked her to the floor, but Tuttle is called for the foul. 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's an 8-point Johnson Brock lead. With the ball is Behrens. Up top to Weiss. Knippelmeyer around the horn, outside perimeter. Goes to Pelican, up to Ruby Gravett, near side, back to Knippelmeyer. Oh, she wants to put up another long three. Can't get it. And the rebound comes down to Avery Tuttle. Outlet pass, fast break underneath, driving lay-in up, and good. Aniston Mites got the lay-in. Johnson Brock got caught loafing a little bit on defense. They didn't get back on time. Here's a long three up and off. Does not go for Pelican. And the rebound to the Bobcats. The lead is down to 6. Here come the Bobcats on the attack. Right side of the lane. Reese Tuttle with the basketball. To the top of the circle. Avery Tuttle. They feed it in the paint to Aniston Mites. Under the basket right side. No shot there. Back to the top of the key. That's Aniston Mites with the basketball. Cooks to the right elbow. Reese Tuttle. Tuttle feeds inside the paint, trying to move toward the hoop is Tori Breeson, and she travels. The sophomore, Tori Breeson, travels. Oh, he's got a timeout taken on the floor with 5:34 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock up by 6, 42-36. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. Willa Jean Studheit, our special guest in the broadcast booth tonight, a longtime Southeast Nebraska educator. We're going to see if we can't talk Willa Jean into letting me turn her microphone on between the games here. Shaking her head no, so maybe we won't do that. Ruby Gravatt with the basketball, top of the key, bounce pass, top of the circle, across court, goes to Daly Pelican. Pelican holds the ball high above her head. Now comes to Lauren Behrens with the pass. She finds Kinley Weiss on the left wing. Bounce pass, top of the key, Knippelmeyer. Shot clock with 10 seconds. In traffic, Behrens. There goes Pelican for the driving lay-in. No. Rebound Bobcat, stripped away. Underneath, Behrens has it. Comes out to Pelican. Fresh shot clock. Now a timeout's going to be taken by Johnson Brock to preserve the possession. 4:59 to go in the ballgame, 42-36. Johnson Brock up by six. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School with 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the ballgame. This is the girls' varsity contest. Johnson Brock clinging to a 6-point lead, 42-36. That's our score right now with Johnson Brock on top. Remember, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We've got that big boys' varsity game coming up after this. That's a rematch of a game that was played in the Mudeckis tournament. And that one, the Johnson Brock boys got the win by a slim margin of 7 points. 59-52 was the final. Johnson Brock over EMF. So the Bobcats going to be looking for revenge in the second half of a doubleheader tonight. Back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. 30 on the shot clock. They inbound it. Kinley Weiss to the top of the key. Comes around to Knippelmeyer. Off to Lauren Behrens. Pelican, a cross-court pass. Oh, nice move by Weiss in the paint, driving lay-in. And couldn't get the lay-in, but there for the rebound is Behrens. Now a three on the way up and good by Daly Pelican. Pelican nailed the three. She's 15 points in the ballgame, and the lead is back to 9 for Johnson Brock with 4.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Bobcats with the ball, top of the key. Kendall Phillippe to the right side. Goes across to Tuttle. Reese Tuttle in traffic. Goes inside the paint. Shot is up off the glass and good by Avery Tuttle. Avery in double figures. She has 11 points, and the lead is once again cut to 7. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go. 7-point Johnson Brock lead. Ruby Gravatt comes to the top of the key with her pass to Weiss. Down to Behrens, low post, right side of the lane. Beats it up top. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Pelican, rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good underneath by Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer is having herself a ball game tonight. She's got 20 now unofficially in the ball game. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:47 to go in the game. 47-38, Johnson Brock is up by 9. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses, Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here's an update from Michigan. Nebraska leading Michigan 66-59 with less than 8 minutes to go in the ballgame. The Cornhuskers up by seven with under 8 minutes to go. That must be a dandy. Number three versus number five, a top five matchup in the Big Ten tonight. We'll have a final for you as soon as that's available. Here in Johnson with 3:47 to go in the fourth quarter, 47-38, a 9-point Johnson Brock lead, but the Bobcats have the basketball. They put it inside the paint into Aniston Mites. She can't get there. Now looking back to the top of the key, it comes to Mites once again. Around the horn, right side in the corner, Reese Tuttle with the basketball. Off to Avery Tuttle on the dribble. Reese Tuttle, low post, deep right side. There's a long three up and good. Hitting the three is Kendall Phillippe. That is her fourth three-pointer of the night. She has 14 points, all of them here in the second half. And the lead is back to six, 47-41, just over 3 minutes to go. Ruby Gravatt kicks it to the corner, finds Knippelmeyer. Floater, Knippelmeyer up and good. Casey is having a ball game. I have her unofficially with 22 points tonight for Casey Knippelmeyer. Folks, Casey Knippelmeyer is only a sophomore. 5'6", she's still going to grow. 2:51 to go in the ballgame, 49-41. The lead is 8 for Johnson Brock, trying to hang on and pick up their 11th win of the year here. Top of the key with the ball is Avery Tuttle. Tuttle feeds it down into the corner. Phillippe, they're going to get out on Phillippe in her face. There's a three on the way up. Reese off, no good. Great job at Ruby Gravatt pulling down that defensive board for Johnson Brock. Gravatt with the outlet pass comes to Pelican. 2:23 to go. Johnson Brock might want to think about slowing things down here a little bit with an 8-point lead. Gravatt, one dribble, comes to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer tries to work to the baseline. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul on Avery Tuttle. On Avery, her second personal, only the second team foul of the quarter. Remember, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game. It's going to be a dandy matchup coming up later tonight here on KTNC, live from Johnson. Johnson County Central is at HTRS tonight. Here's a driving layup, up, and again they get it to Knippelmeyer. Johnson County Central's at HTRS. John Minson has that for you tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. So lots of area basketball around tonight. Ball tipped around. Here's a shot in the paint off the rim. Rebound to Behrens. Lauren Behrens comes down with a rebound, gets it out to Pelican. Under 2 minutes to go. Johnson Brock up by 10. No reason to hurry here, girls. I think that's what Lucas Dollinghouse, the message he has for the girls, too. We're not in that big a rush, ladies. We're up by 10, under 2 minutes to go. There's going to be a reach-in foul called on the Bobcats. And the foul is going to be called on Reese Tuttle, her second personal, team foul number 3. The clock is down to a minute 38 to go. The clock is the friend of Johnson Brock. Fresh shot clock with 35 seconds underneath. Shot is up and good. Oh, they got the ball inside and found Josie Stoodhite. Stoodhite laid it off the glass, got it down, and drew the foul. So Josie Stoodhite will be at the line for the and one. Josie is a 67% free throw shooter on the season. That foul was on Tori Breeson, her first. Team foul number 5. The and one shot is up. It's good. Josie Stoodhite got her down. She's got 4. And suddenly the lead is 13 points with 93 seconds to go in the ballgame. Things looking pretty good right now for the Lady Eagles here at Johnson Brock. Bobcats need to score. They need to score quickly. 1:23 to go in the ballgame. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key, Avery Tuttle. Boy, the Bobcats are burning a lot of clock on this possession without shooting the ball, down by 13. On the right side with it. Avery Tuttle tries to go underneath. She's trapped in there. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. Mites goes up with a shot that will not fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Kinley Weiss. On Kinley, her first personal. At the free throw line, Aniston Mites. Aniston, a 45% free throw shooter on the season. She's 2 out of 3 tonight and has 6 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2 shots with 1:03 to play. First one is up and good. Aniston Mites, 6-foot junior, puts that one down. She'll have another shot coming. The lead is 12 now, 54-42 with just 1:03 to go. Addison Might's second free throw is up. It's good also. Oh, she's shooting three here. This is a three-shot situation for Addison Might's. So she'll have a third one coming. The clock's not moving, and she's chipping away at that lead. Third one is up and off, no good, and there's Lauren Behrens to pull down the rebound. Fast break to Kinley Weiss. Weiss wants to take it to the hole. Lays it up and off, no good. Tipped out, and the rebound comes out to the Bobcats. 53 seconds to go. They're down the floor quickly. Torrey Breeson with the ball. Across to the right side. There's a three from the corner. Up and good! Hitting the three is Avery Tuttle. And 41 seconds to go. Suddenly the lead is down to eight. In trouble in backcourt is Weiss. Weiss gets it up to Behrens. Beats to the corner, Knippelmeyer. She's going to slow it down. Situational awareness is what you call this. You're up by eight. There is no rush here. 20 on the shot clock, 25 on the game clock. They're going to make the Bobcats come out and foul them, and the Bobcats seem hesitant to do that. Now Knippelmeyer trying to dribble away from the defender. Goes to Behrens into the corner. Weiss, skip pass top of the key. 12 seconds in the corner. Shot clock at four. They're going to launch a long three. Knippelmeyer short off the rim. Rebound Bobcats. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They'll come down court with it, and they won't get a shot off. There's the buzzer. 54-46 will be your final score tonight. The Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles with the win over EMF. 54-46, your final. We'll step aside for a two-minute break with the final scoring recap, the postgame scoring recap, right after this two-minute break on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Did you know cervical cancer is preventable? Regular screenings with a pap test can detect cell changes before cancer develops. If you are age 30 or over, your healthcare provider may recommend that you also have an HPV test along with your pap. A vaccine is now available that provides protection against HPV, a common cancer-causing virus, and can help prevent cervical cancer. Women should schedule annual exams with their healthcare provider. Early detection saves lives. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time now for our post-game scoring recap brought to you by our presenting sponsor, F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. For our final score, Johnson-Brock 54, EMF 46 in this girls' varsity contest. Individual numbers for EMF, Kendall Phillippe finished with 14 points. Avery Tuttle also in double figures. She had 14. Eight tonight for Addison Mice. With 7 points was Torrey Breeson, and Reese Tuttle added two for their total of 46. From the free throw line, EMF made 10 out of 17 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles, a big night tonight for Casey Knippelmeyer. She led the way with 24 points for the Eagles. Daly Pelican, also in double figures, had 15 in the game. Lauren Behrens with 8. Adding 4 tonight was Josie Studheit, and Kinley Weiss had 3 for their total of 54. Free throw shooting, 6 out of 7 for the game for Johnson-Brock. 54-46, your final. With the win, Johnson Brock improves their record to 11-6 on the year. The loss drops the EMF Bobcats to 6-10. Right now, we're going to send it back to the studios to Aaron Wisdom, all for about 10 or 12 minutes here, and then we'll be back with the pregame show of the boys' varsity game coming up in about 10 minutes right here on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.